Well, we're here on Easter Sunday, and there is nothing that can compare with the great gift that God has given us of salvation. And when we think about what we're thankful for, to be thankful that even though we were born in this world, and really we were dead to God, we didn't feel him, we didn't sense him, we could relate to the world and the things we needed around us, and just like everyone, we went our own way. And we sought our own success, our own benefit, our own pleasure, our own comfort. And yet God saw us. And Jesus Christ came on this earth. The Word became flesh. And he dwelt among us. He showed us how to relate to God. And then he died to pay for our sins, to show us what was in God's heart. Everybody knows that story. Almost everybody, especially everybody in the United States. But everybody doesn't understand what that means. Everybody doesn't respond when God tugs on their heart. But we're here today because the Holy Spirit tugged on our hearts to let us know that Christ had died for us, that we were lost, and that he loved us as an individual. And he gave us the faith to respond to that. I want you to just think for a minute what your life would be like if you had not listened and responded when the Holy Spirit got your attention. If you'd have just pushed him away like so many people do, I'll think about it later. But we're here and we have the lives we have connected to God with hope because of what Jesus Christ did. And that's a wonderful thing to be thankful for. And no better way to celebrate on Easter than some baptisms. And so we've got a couple of them for you here. And I'm going to ask Emily Metcalf to come down here. There we go. And be careful on those wet steps. Emily grew up in a Christian environment, in a Christian church. And she knew the story of Christ. You knew the facts about it. The things I just talked about, you knew all of that. But there's a difference between the Holy Spirit tugging at your heart and you responding and surrendering to him. You knew the facts about it, but you didn't really give your heart to Christ when you were young. But later on, as you did, as all of us do, you went your own way. The Holy Spirit came back and you realized that your way was empty and it was nothing like God's way. And you did surrender your heart to Christ. And you have lived for him. And as you've come in here and been a part, God has led you here and you've wanted to join with us and you've seen what the Bible says about baptism, you feel like you want to complete everything God wants you to do by being baptized.
I do.
Because you want to serve the Lord in every way. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, because of that, Emily, I am going to baptize you, my sister in Christ. So I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And thank you. And we'll be bringing them up here shortly because they want to join the church. So sometime in the near future, we will have them up here and introduce them, her and her father. Or excuse me, not her father, her husband. But if he wants to come, he can come too. So we've got several more, and I'm going to let Jonathan take over from here.
Well, hey, for the next two, I need you guys to close your eyes, okay? No. Yeah, that's where you laugh. Now, I got two that are very, very nervous, very anxious. This is Hunter Rebel, and he's got such a sweet spirit and a soft heart, a tender heart that has heard the Lord. He said, not this November, but the November in the past, that he came to understand God's love for him. And this is a big task for him to get in front of you guys and to commit to serving God, and that's what he's here to do. Due to your testimony of faith, is that right? And you don't want to share anything now? No. Okay. But due to your testimony of faith in Jesus, it's my honor to baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. this is my buddy Abigail Fernandez. She asked to share, and I told her not to. She did not. But Abby said, through coming here to church for the past several years, she's come to understand God's love. Probably at camp, she said that she heard his call and has responded, and wants you guys to know that she is committing her life to Christ, to serve him, and to love him. So, is that right? You want to say anything?
Through your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And you guys can open your eyes now. Because Ella will want you guys to see her. Ella, as she's coming down, she caught me last week and said, "Hey, I want to surprise my parents by getting baptized." And I'm like, "I'm not so sure that's a good idea." Because I know, not because I know that they would not be happy, but because I know they'd want to celebrate with her and they want to be prepared for that. But I love the heart that says, "Man, I don't care what anybody thinks. Here's what God's calling me to do, and that's what I want to do." And I love that about you. I love that commitment. So Ella gave her life to Christ when she was little and didn't fully understand what that meant and what that all entailed. But she knew from a very early age that she was commanded to be baptized, and she wanted to be obedient in that. And she let some, just because they moved around from churches, as that we said, and didn't really have a place that she felt, this is where I need to be baptized, she let that feeling pass, like many of us do. And she thought, well, now it's too late to do it. And she recently, I'm going to let you share, because you don't care to share, right? Go ahead. What's your story?
Well, like you said, I wanted to be baptized, but we didn't have like a good church, really. And when we came here, the opportunity kind of came back again, but I was really scared because I felt like it was too late and it wouldn't mean as much being baptized now. And so I said no. And then I was at a Bible study and it got brought up again. And I didn't really understand like the importance of it. It just kind of felt like something everybody did. But then they explained it like, it's, you've already given your life to Christ, but this is publicly showing everybody that you are really committing your entire life to God. And that really like struck me, because I do want to commit my entire life to God and I want everybody to know that. And so it just became really important to me and I really wanted to get baptized.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, it's you know, I am grateful for Jonathan. I'm grateful for Laura. I'm grateful for all the youth workers we have. You would not believe how many people we have who invest time in these young people coming up. And I appreciate it from everyone, because I know that when I graduated from high school, I had no idea who the Lord was and had no desire for Christianity whatsoever. And I know a lot of you in this room are that way. And when I think about some of the things that I could have avoided in my life and some of the things that God could have done in my life if I would have just been listening when I was younger, we don't want to waste those lives. And it is a wonderful thing to see these kids wanting to serve the Lord and seeing his great love and surrendering themselves to him at this age. And so let's just pray. Father, we thank you that you died on that cross for every one of us. And it is your desire that none should perish, but that all should come to know you and come to salvation. And Father, that's our desire too. And we desire that especially for our children, but for everyone, that they would come to know you early, that they would not have the scars and the pain and the difficulties in this world because they wouldn't listen to you and follow you. So we thank you for these young people. We thank you for Emily. We thank you for every person in this room and every person in the world that you have touched and you have changed and you have saved. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.